This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we're happy to have Phil Stasek back in the studio. He is the president of the Space Coast Progressive Alliance. We also have Karen Houston, the AFL-CIO field staff member and an SCPA member. And they're here to talk about this Thursday's event. It happens on the 7th at 6:30 p.m., the restoration of Florida's felon voting rights. Phil, start out. Tell us a little bit about the organization.
Well, the SCPA is the voice of liberal and progressive thought here in Brevard County. We advocate for the environment, for women's rights, for a lot of things. But one of the things that is I think, most important is civil rights, the rights of individuals to participate in our society. The implementation of ex-felons' rights, and we now like to refer to them as returning citizens, it was voted on in November. It was passed overwhelmingly. More than 64% of Floridians voted to pass this. And now it is considered Article 6, Section 4 of the Florida Constitution. So that went into effect in January. We're going to have a special event Thursday night with experts to talk about this implementation of this important part of our Constitution. We'll have David Ayala, who is a community organizer with Latino Justice, Tony Dutton with the League of Women Voters of the Space Coast, Michael Orlando with the Florida Rights Restoration Coalition, Natisha June with the Florida ACLU, and Alberta Wilson. She's the president of the National Congress of Black Women, Space Coast Chapter, Area Director of the Florida State Conference of the NAACP. All of these speakers will be there, but and this event would not be happening without our board member, Karen Houston. Karen, please tell us what's going to happen on Thursday night.
March 7th, we're going to have this event. A couple of our members on the panel are actually returning citizens themselves, David Ayala and Michael Orlando. What they're going to do is they're going to give you some up-to-date information about what's happening. We're trying to do our part as an organization to help these over 1.4 million returning citizens who've already completed all of the portions of their sentences be able to register to vote. Some of them already have. I know that Michael Orlando registered to vote on February 19th for the first time in 11 years. So it's a wonderful thing to see that they were so excited to do that. We're happy to be able to help out in any way that we can. One of the things I want to let people know that this little box on the registration form that's been there all along, do returning citizens register through the normal voter registration process? Yes, they do. All they have to do is check that little box. The little box asks a question. Do you affirm that you are not a convicted felon? Or if you are, has your vote been restored? And you simply check that box and you're on your journey. So this is what we're here to get this information. There are other opportunities coming up for information out in the community that we will tell you about once you come to this event on March 7th, because we're working with other organizations and coalitions in the community to try to get the information out to the people that are affected.
Karen, I know we'll be doing voter registration on Thursday evening.
Absolutely.
I know the opportunity to give someone the chance to participate in their community, in their government, when they have been denied that privilege, it's a very special feeling. Don't
it
you
is.
Think so?
I've been around some people that I know are returning citizens, and you have to realize that these two people alone that I just mentioned, they're out there doing something in the community now. They've built their lives up. They've done everything they could do. They're successful, and they deserve the vote. They're paying taxes and doing everything else that everybody else does that deserve the vote. On March 12th, there's an advocacy day up in Tallahassee. There's an advocacy day, and if you'd like to get more information about it, there are buses from all over Florida going up to Tallahassee. Call Michael Orlando, 321-607-1028.
And Michael Orlando can help you have a real impact in Tallahassee with our elected leaders. This is going to be a special night. These are fantastic speakers.
Implementing Amendment 4, the restoration of Florida's felon voting rights, happens on Thursday, March 7th, 6:30 p.m. at the Front Street Civic Center. It is free and open to the public. To find out more,
please check us out on the web at scpaflorida.com.